This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Families of hostages being held in Gaza protested outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Sunday, urging him to accept a deal being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden. An aide to Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted Biden's framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Biden on Friday aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by the Netanyahu government to end the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor said on Sunday Israel has accepted the outline of U.S. President Joe Biden's ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday that Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and that it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told ABC News Sunday that if Hamas agrees to the deal to end the Gaza war, the U.S. expects Israel to also accept the plan.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine has imposed emergency power shutdowns in most of the country a day after Russia unleashed large-scale attacks on energy infrastructure and claimed it made gains in the eastern Donetsk province. The shutdowns on Sunday are in place in all but three regions of Ukraine following Saturday's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people.